Hi, cowboys and cowgirls. Welcome to another show of the Sidekick Radio Network. It's homecoming week, so let's get started. Here's Christina and Jordan to talk about some of the festivities of homecoming.
Hey, Coppell High School, I'm Jordan Bickham.
And I'm Christina Burke.
Hey, Christina, do you know what's going on this week?
The fan volleyball game?
Yes, but there's a lot more going on than that.
Oh, yeah! Homecoming!
Yeah, the homecoming parade was this past Monday at 6:30 from the Verizon Center to the high school. Did you attend?
Sadly, no. But lots of my friends were on various floats due to their participation in different high school-related activities.
I saw. There were so many unique floats, and Coppell came out to support their community.
Coppell is definitely supportive of its various programs. The only thing was that it was different than for many years in the past. Instead of being on a Thursday night, it was on a Monday, which meant most couples didn't get to trade mums and garters after the parade. But it was still great.
You're right, but the parade isn't the only thing going on for homecoming. In fact, it was just kicking off the week. This Friday, everyone gets to wear their mums or garters to school to show off their Coppell pride, continue the tradition, and show off their hard work. And to continue with homecoming, we have a Friday home football game after having a bye week last week.
I'm so excited for the game. The homecoming football game is almost always one of the biggest games of the Cowboys football season. I'm definitely going to attend to help show the school's spirit.
I will too. Another way to show school spirit during homecoming is wearing a mum or garter on Friday during school. Though the tradition of mums and garters has definitely steered away from its original purpose. In the beginning, they were used to show school spirit during homecoming, but now they're a competition for girls especially. The tradition has now become a competition for who can get the biggest, most elaborate mum.
I have to agree. It's not about the fun of making a mum with friends or showing school spirit. It's about having a mum large enough to make walking a hassle. And while for some it's fun, it can ruin homecoming for others.
Mm-hmm. And another trend this year is going through the homecoming tradition, but not going to the actual dance the next night.
You're right, Jordan. A lot of people I know are going through the mom and garter exchange, but aren't going to the dance. I wonder where they're going.
Well, I know some of my friends are going to Six Flags, and others are going to Jump Street and various other party locations.
Sounds fun, but I still think the homecoming dance is fun. It's a great way of finishing homecoming week.
It sounds great. When and where is it, Christina?
You should know. They've been talking about it on the announcements for weeks now. It's at the Omni Mandalay Hotel in Las Colinas this Saturday. Tickets have been on sale for $25. You might want to hurry up and get one.
Thanks, Christina. I will. Everyone should participate.
Yeah, so join in celebrating homecoming. Whether it's going to the football game or decorating your class hall, have fun and join in the tradition.
Thanks, guys. And now here's Caroline to talk about the Lariat's homecoming performance.
Hi, I'm Caroline Carter, and I'm here with sophomore Alex McCracken.
Hi, I'm Alex McCracken. I'm a sophomore Lariat, and I'm here to talk about the Larry Lariat dance. And it's a dance that we do every year with our dads at the homecoming football game. And it's really interesting and fun just to practice with your dads because all of them are horrible dancers. And it's really fun and it's kind of a bonding experience for like a father-daughter time. And it's just kind of a way to like start off homecoming on like a really good, like happy, fun note.
I am also a Lariat and we've had two practices, one of which was 2 weeks ago and the other time was this homecoming week on Tuesday. So both times, the dads, Mistrelo, taught us the dances, even though we already sort of knew what was going on, but she taught us the dances, and then the dads would learn it, and just try to attempt to do it, but didn't always work out. Like, we have to do a pirouette, which is a turn, but the dads can't really do it that well.
Yeah, it's really funny, and it's just like a really lighthearted halftime show that we really don't have to worry about, you know, because our dads are like freaking out over there and we're over here like, oh, just have fun with it. And,
yeah.
You can edit this one.
Yeah. Okay. And we also have a homecoming kick routine, which is Wild Wild West, and that happens for the pep rally, which is the morning of the homecoming game on Friday. And that's just, we've like done this dance for many, many years, like over 10 years we've been doing this dance. And Ms. Hoffman, who is the Silver Stars director.
Or the assistant director of the Lariats.
And assistant director of the Lariats has, she did it when she was in high school at Coppell in the like early 2000s. So it's really cool just to like keep the tradition going and always keep doing it.
And it's really fun to be part of a tradition that's been going for so long, because it's just another like, it's another like year that you can add to the tradition, and it's just so cool and like amazing that you get to be a part of something that's been going on for that long.
So how did you prepare, Alex, for the audition for Wild Wild West, since we do audition for every dance that we perform?
For Wild Wild West, I really had to build up stamina for kicks, because that's just, it's crazy hard to kick for that long. And I pretty much had the flexibility down, but when it came to the stamina, you just have to really build that up. So I just took some dance classes, practiced at home, practiced with other Lariats, and the senior Lariats were so helpful. The seniors and the juniors, the upper class Lariats, were so helpful when it came to helping prepare for auditions, especially for Wild Wild West. They just were always there if you had questions or if you needed help, like just practicing, if you wanted them to watch you and give you like critiques for the dance. And they just were really good about preparing you for the dance for Wild Wild West, because it's such a great tradition that you really want to make.
And it is hard, since like people do get cut from the dance, but it is like, if you do end up making it, it's really exciting that you can perform for the school and like have all of your friends and teachers and classmates see you doing this kick routine. So it's like, it is a hard kick routine, even though like, and if everyone can get their kicks up, then it looks really cool from the stand seating. So that's like one of the fun things that we're doing.
So I think that between the pep rally Wild Wild West dance and the Larry Lariat dance at the homecoming football game halftime show, this homecoming year is just going to be incredibly awesome, and it's just a really fun way to like celebrate so many great traditions of Coppell.
Mm-hmm. And then last week, another like Lariat tradition that we got to do was the spaghetti, or not last week, a couple weeks ago, the spaghetti dinner. So it just like shows how like the Lariats have like so many different traditions that we do, and it's just really like fun to like continue these traditions and keep them living on, just so like when old Lariats come back, like Miss Hoffman, and she says like, well, I did this also. So it's just cool to see how we keep things going, and like we just keep the stuff going and continue to live out the legacy of Lariats. So, final question, Alex. What are you looking forward to most, or how has your dad done with the dance?
My dad, he picked it up pretty good. He has the 8 counts, but I have to tell him what's coming next, obviously, because he just can't think that far ahead when it comes to dancing. And he's trying to have fun with it. He laughs about it, but you know, like all the dads are struggling, but they just laugh about it. And when you get home, they want you to practice with them, and they want you to get the music so they can practice, and they want you to write it down for them so they don't forget. And they like, they laugh about it, but it's just great to like share that with your dad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think also, like, well, the name of the dance called, or the song that we're doing is called You Can Call Me Al, but then we're changing it to You Can Call Me Larry, since we called the Lariat Dads the Larry. So it's just kind of another little fun little thing that we do. Okay, well, thanks for joining us, talking about the Lariats and the homecoming dance.
Hope it was good. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Caroline. And now the football guys are back to talk about our weekly football update.
Hello, Cowboys fans. This is your weekly Coppell Cowboys preview and recap. I'm Lance McCaskey.
And I'm John Loop. 2 weeks ago, the Cowboys went to Jesuit and played the Jesuit Rangers. The game was a little bit sloppy, with Jake Larson finishing with 4 turnovers, 3 interceptions, and 1 fumble. But he did throw for 2 scores, and the Cowboys came out on top 35-28.
Also, okay, so last week, obviously we had the bye week. We were looking ahead to homecoming. We're kind of excited. Everyone's excited for it. Everyone's pumped up because, you know, it's homecoming. Everyone's got dates. Everyone's excited for a big, big win. But really, I think I'm more concerned with, is the team going to be able to even blow out Saginaw the way that we expect them to. As we all have these super high expectations for the team, say no, 55-0. But we all saw what happened to Jesuit. Sloppy play, poor turnovers. It was just an overall poor performance. So I don't think that we can really, everyone's putting these big expectations on the team. Everyone's putting big expectations on Larson, even though Larson has the second worst turnover to touchdown ratio in the state, behind only just one person, and that is the Saginaw quarterback with one touchdown and two interceptions. So if you look at it, I think that our offense definitely needs to take care of the ball more.
And if you look at the Jesuit roster, you don't see any standout names, many key players, many superstars that are just going to score 5-6 touchdowns a game. But, you know, like we saw with Jesuit and like we saw a couple times last year, that there are some guys on teams that we haven't heard about that just can come out and surprise us. So we have to be watchful for that.
So let's hope that first Larson takes care of the ball this week. That's going to be a key point. The defense stays strong. They had that game secure an interception. And let's hope that the team just wakes up the first half and doesn't sleep until the second half like they have every time this year.
Thank you, guys. All right, now here's Sarah to talk about new fall television.
Hey, CHS. It's staff writer Sarah Police giving you a quick preview of the upcoming fall television shows. Shows like Ringer, Up All Night, and The Secret Circle will be premiering this fall. And other shows like Two and a Half Men, The Vampire Diaries, and Jersey Shore will be returning to television. So, Tulum, what are your favorite shows right now?
My favorite shows right now are Glee, 90210, America's Next Top Model, and Suits.
And are there any new shows you're excited to watch?
All the shows that they've advertising aren't really appealing to me this fall. I think they're all kind of repetitive.
Well, there's a lot of new shows coming, like Sarah Michelle Gellar returns to the big screen Tuesdays on the CW in Ringer. And The Secret Circle will be on Thursdays at 8 on the CW. And there's been a lot of publicity about Up All Night, starring Maya Rudolph, Christina Applegate, and Will Arnett. Well, CHS, make sure you tune in this fall for some new shows.
Hope you're getting excited for the new shows, guys. All right, now here's Rachel to talk about the new generation of disco.
Hey, CHS, it's Rachel Bush.
And Jordan Thompson.
Reporting for The Sidekick. We're here to talk about a new way to go crazy and dance around with your friends, but in silence. A new generation of disco has hit the streets. Have you ever found yourself at a party or a dance and all you can hear is the music?
This new dance party phenomenon has the idea to distribute special wireless headphones to its guests, allowing dancers to take charge of their own music, volume, and dancing style. To the spectator, it looks like a bunch of people dancing around in silence. An on-site, but an idea that's spreading across the world. Colleges are starting to take over the idea, cutting down the noise complaints.
Jordan, what do you think about this new idea?
I mean, I guess you could say it's kind of weird, but I think it'd be kind of cool to be able to listen to My Country instead of maybe being in a room where they're playing screamo music.
That's true, but then again, you have to think about, like, what happens when you have everybody dancing, but then they're dancing to different music? Everybody's just going to be a bunch of moving around fools.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. It's like, you know, they talk about how everything in this world, you know, we're having remote controls and everything just being done for us, and texting instead of actually talking in person, and it's kind of eliminating that social concept, and I think this might kind of do the same in a way. Like, you know, people are just, there's no mutual thing going on. No one's listening to the same song, so it's like just one more way to exclude yourself from what's really happening in reality.
And, you know, I was talking to Sarah about this idea, and we're kind of judging whether or not it's good or not, and she was talking about how it's one more way that people are getting out of the social side of things.
Exactly.
And that instead of talking on the phone now, we text each other. So
yeah.
I completely agree with you. But then again, I've heard that colleges are starting to use these on the rooftop parties and stuff. And so
that is so weird.
It cuts down the noise. But
because then, you know, you're not going to be able to sit there and talk to people. I mean, you're just going to be listening to your headphones. You know, that's one more way for adults to make fun of kids these days, you know, in their headphones.
But then again, I think it could be fun. I mean, of all the downside that there is to it, I think it would be kind of fun because, you know, as soon as you put on your headphones, you can sing as loud mm-hmm. as you want. You don't care. You dance like you're in your own zone. But then again, when you don't have headphones on, you're kind of like, you can still hear people. They can hear you. So that cuts out the singing portion for people like me.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I think I'd have to experience it myself before I could say if
yeah.
it's...
Maybe it's just a... something that should be experienced every once in a while, but maybe just not totally, you know, presented in every way, in every club, everywhere we go, you know. Maybe you could just incorporate it into a few clubs here and there, and it could be like a special exciting event. Experiment every once in a while.
And to think that if this is the way our generation is moving on, like, homecoming is this Saturday, and... I can't imagine going to homecoming and have headphones.
I know. That would probably make my date feel kind of weird.
A little awk. But it looks like it's time for you to decide, CHS, headphones or music out loud.
Think about it.
What an interesting phenomenon, Rachel. All right, guys. That wraps up the homecoming edition of Sidekick Radio Network. Until next week, I'm your host, Madison Ford. Have a groovy weekend, Coppell.